Four tornadoes ripped through central and northern New York Tuesday evening. It's the National Weather Service that determines if storm damage was caused by a tornado or not. WRVO's Ryan Delaney went along with one survey team inspecting damage in East Syracuse.
Not matching up the other ones quite as much in terms of same direction, so definitely want to look at that again.
All right, so we want to head there.
Meteorologist Eric Hayden and Mike Jurowich are working with emergency management officials to find some of the worst damage in the village. It's easy to follow the sound of chainsaws, and there are plenty of downed trees to be found. They're supplied with a compass, camera, and a notepad and paper. It can be a careful process to determine just what type of storm touched down.
So we really look at uprooted trees. They show us exactly how the wind was blowing last night. Tree branches, they're cleaned up, they're moved. That doesn't help as much.
Strong winds and pounding rain tore through the village Tuesday evening. The power was still out as tree and utility crews were out in mass Wednesday trying to clean up. The wind now calm and the sun out, Hayden is looking at the pattern of damage the storm left behind. Powerful straight-line storms, known as microbursts, leave trees spewed in a different way than tornadoes.
So if you had a glass of water, and that would be what a microburst would be, you just dump it on the ground and it just spreads out. So the damage is either all in the same direction or it's a fan shape. And there's your fan shape right there.
Tornadoes bring circular winds, so tree trunks would be left pointing in the same direction. That's what killed four people in the Madison County town of Smithfield. The Weather Service says winds there blew more than 110 miles an hour, lifting homes clear off the ground. Meteorologists say a tornado also tore through Deerfield, north of Utica, though less powerful. And in Lewis County, a 300-yard-wide tornado flipped cars and toppled trees as it blew 10 miles through Lowville. There was no tornado here in East Syracuse, but winds hit 70 miles an hour. Hayden says when there's a tree sitting on your house, just what kind of storm knocked it down doesn't really matter much. In East Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.